Yes, so the layers of DNA were presented in Hebrew, but of course the channeling's not, but the origin, because it's the core, Cryon described it as the core language of the earth, of the first group of the one God, the one monotheistic God, yes, of the three major religions. So it came from the Hebrew language and considered very... And for those of you who know, Kabbalah and the source of the energy of letters and combinations of energies. So these were selected by Cryon. There could be others, but he said it's a way to also honor that core energy that is carried within the Hebrew language and consider them very sacred. And along the process, I am also a graphic artist designer, and I asked back then Lee if he would like me to, you know, I was inspired to create visual illustrations for each layer. And we used to use that in conferences back then to represent some of the names before the book was even printed. It was printed in 2010. And soon after that, it became Cryon's bestseller for many years of all the Cryon books. And before the book was created, we were printing posters of these layers. So with your permission, I'd like us to go through a meditation where we will together pronounce these sacred names. And as you know, they represent, each one represent an energy, a layer within your multidimensional field, your Merkaba. Cryon for many years have used the word Merkaba, which in ancient Egyptian, Mer means light, Ka means body, and Ba means spirit. So it is the combination of these three elements that create our vehicle of light, our soul that communicates all that multidimensional energy through us to the universe. And I'd like to just before that read you a statement from Cryon that's from the book. And you can find, we have some of these books at the table there, outside at the Cryon table. The elegance of DNA is far beyond your comprehension. It contains the history of the universe, of you, and of the primary issues of your being. It is responsive to your thoughts and actions, and waits patiently for activation. It is the core interactive architectural structure of life in the universe, and is profoundly spiritual. Now, when we're going to start with the DNA layers, there'll be a visual and the name of the layer in Hebrew and transliterated to English. So you will able to pronounce it with me, or I'll pronounce it first and you'll pronounce it with me. I encourage you to go into meditative state when we start and you close your eyes. Make sure to also at the beginning just feel the energy that is within the visual as well. Yes? So make yourself, you're already comfortable, relaxed. Put anything that you don't need around you. Just feel your body present. Relaxing your limbs. Relaxing into your energy. Feeling your Merkaba. Instantly falling into that grace, that graciousness of your soul, of your heart, of your divinity, of your peace, of your compassion and gratitude, care and appreciation. Harmony in a state of balance and joy with the sweetness of smile on your face as all these beautiful elevated emotions bubbling up and rising from within you, radiating through your field as you go even deeper and take a slow, nourishing, conscious breath, the breath of life, the breath of Gaia, of our beautiful planet, of the oxygen that is created by the sentient plants and trees and everything that supports us here. To be fully present humans in our body, nourishing us. Breathe and allow yourself to expand and feel your beingness, your presence, your soul, your love, your sacredness and unbridled benevolence, beauty, magnificence that you are. Breathe and feel your love extending from you to everyone in this room again in one beautiful field of coherence, of presence, of beauty, and great potential for all of us. The first layer. Ketel Etz Chaim. Ketel Etz Chaim. And we'll repeat it three times. Ketel Etz Chaim. Ketel Etz Chaim. Just let yourself feel through your intuition, through your vibration. Just allow yourself to feel that energy of that layer of DNA, your multidimensional layer that speaks with you beyond the mind, beyond the words, sending messages, energies, symbols, light, light language, frequencies, right through your field and within your field, from your Merkaba. Layer number two. Torah Eser Sfirot. Torah Eser Sfirot. Torah Eser Sfirot. Torah Eser Sfirot. And let Torah Eser Sfirot permeate you, feel those energies. Torah Eser Sfirot. Torah Eser Sfirot. All these layers don't actually exist in a linear form, Kryon told us. They are all weaving, interweaving to one another, but for a linear mind, they had to be separated into layers, but they all activating and complementing one another in a quantum state within our Merkaba. Torah Eser Sfirot. Layer number three. The ascension layer. The ascension layer is also mentioned many times with through Kryon about the story of Elijah and his ascension, one of the few masters, or the only master on earth, that Kryon said that his ascension was recorded by his understudy Elisha. And therefore we had a clear description of what ascension is. Many have ascended over the centuries, but this was recorded and it left us a document of history of the prophet Elijah. Netzach Merkava Eliyahu, within the layer name, with his name. Eliyahu is the original name of Elijah in Hebrew. Netzach means eternity, eternal. Merkava, you know, and Eliyahu. Netzach Merkava 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 Eliyahu. Breathe. Layer number 4. This layer is actually two layers by Kryon combined into one and represent our soul family. Urim ve'tumim, that's the first one, 4, and number 5, Aleph etz Adonai. Urim, the lights, and Tumim, the presence, the glows. Aleph, the first letter, Aleph Etz Adonai, the tree of life. Aleph Etz Adonai, in a sense. Urim Vetumim, Aleph Etz Adonai. Urim Vetumim, Aleph Etz Adonai. Urim Vetumim, Aleph Etz Adonai. The Urim Vetumim is mentioned in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible, as what the high priest of the Kohen at the Old Temple and used to carry on his chest. If you ever seen a picture, there's like 12, it symbolized the 12 tribes of Israel. But this used to be called the Urim Vetumim. Urim Vetumim, Aleph Etz Adonai. Our core spiritual family, us. Layer number 6. Which Kryon said is also the highest, although there are no highs and lows, but said this is the highest layer and also the middle point within the 12 layers of DNA as the bridge to our higher self. The I am that I am, the all that is. Eheye asher eheye. Eheye asher Eheye, Eheye, Asher, Eheye. Originally, in the original translation, it will be that I will be that I will be. I will I always was here. I will always be here. I am eternal. And that was the words that were spoken to Moses on Mount Sinai. And the story of the burning bush was, according to Kryon later, said it was a Pleiadian being that spoke to him, but is in his consciousness what he saw and was able to describe is a burning bush. But it was the light of a Pleiadian speaking to him and the instructions of what he would do. Eheye asher eheye. Eheye asher eheye. Eheye asher eheye. Just allow yourself to sit with this for just a brief moment. Layer number 7. Reveal divinity, ancient wisdom, ancient God. Kuduma Elohim. Kuduma Elohim. Kuduma Elohim. God is ancient, is eternal. Kduma Elohim. Kduma Elohim. Kduma Elohim. Layer number 8. Cryon is working there. There we are. Riders of the light, we are light beings. Rochev ba'aravot. Rochev ba'aravot. Rochev ba'aravot. The actual translations don't always mean the same things. This is Cryon interpretation to Hebrew, but they represent the energy. Rochev ba'aravot. Rochev ba'aravot. Next layer. Layer number 9. The flame of expansion, the flame of Saint Germain, the violet flame of Saint Germain that Cryon referred to. This is the healing layer. All these interpretations and much more are all channeled in that book. Shechina Esh. Shechina Esh. Shechina Esh. Beautiful. Layer number 10. Layer number 10, the call to divinity, our connection to divinity, we are divinity, our communication represented within a rainbow. Va-i-kra, to call. Va-i-kra. Va-i-k-ra. Va-i-k-ra. Beautiful. Layer number 11. Layer number 11 represents the high wisdom of the divine feminine. And as a little more about that, I can tell you maybe a little later. But the name, the third word, Ililihu, is the name of the first grandmother, the first Pleiadian to seed Lemuria, to give birth to the first human. Chochma, wisdom. Micha, as the, who is like God. Chochma, Micha, Ililihu, who is like God, is Ililihu, represents the Pleiadian wisdom and divinity. Chochma, Micha, Ililihu. Chochma, Micha, Ililihu. Chochma, Micha, Ililihu. The layer of compassion, love, and motherhood. And the last layer, God. And God has many names in Hebrew, and this is the name Kryon chose. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai. Beautiful. Good. Thank you. Toda Rabba. In Hebrew, Toda Rabba.